WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Quick heads up to our listeners in Rockland and the Bronx. We're into the last few weeks of your anecdotal census, a people's history of the New York City area from 2000 to 2010. We have a separate page for each county in our listening area. We invite your posts from wherever, but our next two on-air segments will be about Rockland County and the Bronx. Rockland tomorrow. So if you are a Rockland County listener to this show, go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show today, and answer the question, what is the biggest change in your Rockland County neighborhood over the last 10 years as we continue to build this anecdotal census, this people's history? What is the biggest change in your Rockland County neighborhood over the last 10 years? Write it down today. We'll talk about it on the air tomorrow. Then we'll do the Bronx next week. So Bronx folks, go to our webpage and get your stories down there as well. Join us in creating your anecdotal census, a people's history of the New York City area from 2000 to 2010. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Well, yesterday, with the swearing in of the late Senator Robert Byrd's replacement, the Senate filibuster came to an end on unemployment extension, setting a bill in motion to be signed into law this week, undoubtedly. While that's cause for celebration for many people who are long-term out of work, several state governments around the country are more than worried because the legislation does not call for additional federal Medicaid assistance percentage funding, or FEMAP, which many of the states already factored into their budgets. Here to tell us what this could mean for states already in big fiscal trouble, yes, including New York, is Edward Isaac Dover, editor at City Hall, a monthly publication and daily blog focused on New York politics and policy. Hi, Isaac.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So some of our listeners will remember the debate between Governor Patterson and the legislature over whether to budget counting on additional money from this federal program. Just how much FMAP money was the state government banking on?
Well, the amount of money in question here is $1 billion, it's with a B, which is obviously not a small amount of money anyway, but considering that the state budget deficit is already projected at $9 billion, adding another billion on top of that is going to cause even more problems and, I think, as everybody knows at this point, a pretty difficult and at points absurd budget process that we've had this year in Albany.
And Governor Patterson was not confident that this money would come through and was pretty vocal about it. Mayor Bloomberg called it unlikely, too. With all this doubt, did the legislature pass a budget that did count on the money?
There hasn't been a budget passed. So what happened here is, and I think in some ways the headline on this whole situation as it relates to New York is that David Patterson was correct, which in Patterson's record as governor has not been one that's not been something that a lot of people have said often. He said that the state should not count on getting this money from Washington, that we should make a contingency plan, that there was nothing wrong with making a contingency plan. He pointed out that several other states had made such contingency plans, including Rhode Island, which did a budget without counting on its FMAP money. It's the Medicaid money that we're talking about here. And then if that money were to have come in, and it seems that obviously it won't now, then the governor of Rhode Island would have had discretion over how to spend it. Patterson wanted something like that, or he at least wanted the legislature to account for the fact that we might not get the money. And one of the responses that came back to him was from the Assembly Speaker, Shelley Silver, who said that to make a contingency plan would send a signal to the people in Washington that New York could get along without the money.
Is this definitely dead in Washington? Is New York definitely not getting this $1 billion in federal Medicaid assistance percentage funding, which is really part of Medicaid, right?
Right, right. I think if the money comes through, it will be a surprise at this point, and a big one. People, for months, there were some people who were pessimistic about it. In recent weeks, it has become an accepted fact that we were not going to get it, and now...
Why not? What are the politics of that in Washington?
Well, look, there's only so much money to go around. We are in a situation where we're still in a very tough economic situation, where we're running up a deficit, and to extend the jobless benefits, and this is not, as I'm sure your listeners are familiar with, the first time the federal government has decided to do this, that costs money, and so the money needed to come from somewhere, the deficit needed to be deepened, and the decision that was made here was to extend the jobless benefits, but not to deepen the deficit, and therefore the money had to come from someplace, and this is where it's coming from.
And what is it exactly? Is it a certain corner of Medicaid that's now going to have to make up the difference in New York?
Well, the Medicaid funding has to be provided for, and so what I think you're more likely to see happen here is that the budget process will be further complicated on the state level. And in the city budget, unlike the state budget, is legally mandated that it needs to be done by June 30th. Uh-huh. So a budget deal was struck at the end of June between Mayor Bloomberg and the city council. But the mayor had warned that if the FMAP money didn't come through, they would probably have to reopen the budget. And what we're talking about on the city level is a total of $600 million. The city was counting on about $300 million for 2010 and about $300 million for next year. And so that's $600 million of cuts that are going to be made or need to be made probably to the city budget.
So the city council and the mayor are going to have to go back to the drawing board right now. And after all we've been through with respect to what's going to happen to libraries and senior centers and arts programs and everything else, they're going to reopen that whole debate?
It looks like it. There just isn't money, and so they won't really have much of a choice. And so at that point, then we, as you said, we get back into the talk about cuts and about layoffs. And the mayor has been talking about various agency reductions that might happen. He announced a plan yesterday that would streamline some processes of city government to save money every year. So that may help account for some of the difference now. But I think we're going to be back to the talk of cuts. And I think we'll also be back to the talk of possible revenue-raising measures, which some in the city council were hoping would be more of the discussion in the city budget process this year, but the mayor had ruled out.
Would that also put the soda tax back on the docket in Albany?
Well, it's hard to tell what would be put back on the docket or when in Albany. At this point, the assembly left Albany and has said that they're not coming back. The state Senate, which was not able to get enough votes together to pass the final revenue bill for the state budget, they say that they're coming back at some point, that the negotiations are ongoing. We don't have a date for when they're going to come back, though, and so it's not clear what would happen or how or when or why in Albany at this
point. And if this is $1 billion of a federal cut to Medicaid in New York State, $600 million of that affecting New York City, what would happen if the money just came out of Medicaid? And is that what Washington has in mind? Would certain aspects of the health insurance program for the poor take the specific hit? And again, is that what Washington is intending?
I don't know what Washington is intending here. I think what they're intending clearly is to say we don't have any more money. And as far as the effect on Medicaid, as I said, I think you're more likely to see that Medicaid will be will be left untouched, and the cuts will come from elsewhere. It's the way that Medicaid is structured. It's hard to see how they'll close down too many of the programs that are involved in Medicaid. But those cuts will be, I think at this point, given the way that the city budget cuts were felt by the people across the city and the advocates who were fighting against them, it cut as close to the bone as possible without really causing some serious fights. And now to have more money come out is, I think we're in for a lot of tension. And rallies and arguments in the months ahead.
Well, the Republican filibuster over the extension of unemployment benefits was around it not being deficit spending, around the Democrats finding some way to pay for it, and this is part of the settlement. The filibuster is over. $1 billion for New York State and more for other states will come out of the so-called FMAP program, part of Medicaid. The city and the state will have to cope. The good news is if you are one of those long-term unemployed whose benefits were running out, you will get your unemployment checks extended, and that will be retroactive. So whenever they did run out before this extension was blocked, they will be retroactive to that. That's the good news. New York will have to cope with respect to these Medicaid cuts. And we thank Edward Isaac Dover, editor of City Hall. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we talked to Sloane Crosby. Do you remember her book, I Was Told There'd Be Cake? Well, she has a new one about life in New York called How Did You Get This Number? Sloane Crosby coming right up.